Hello, I'm Erica McIntyre, Jason's Connections Content Director. Today, Jason Harris, our founder, will be talking to Jay O'Brien, co-founder and executive director of Exceptional Lives, an organization whose mission is to connect families of children with disabilities to information and resources they need to navigate life.
Great, thank you for joining us. Can you tell us what Exceptional Lives is?
Okay, thank you, Erica, and thank you, Jason. Nice to be on. Exceptional Lives is a new nonprofit based in Massachusetts, and we provide free, interactive, online guides to help parents or caregivers of children or adults with developmental disabilities to help them navigate through some of the difficult processes and issues they face, like the IEP process in special education in the public schools, applying for SSI and Medicaid and other government benefits, exploring guardianship and its alternatives, and those are just some of the processes that we're starting with. In the coming months, we'll be publishing new free online guides in areas covering the transition to adulthood for young adults with disabilities, like transition to employment, transition to college, transition to independent living. We're also, for some younger families, working on publishing guides on what to do once you get a diagnosis of disability and how to access needed programs like early intervention. In a nutshell, that's what Exceptional Lives does.
And how did it start, or how did you all decide to start it?
That is a great question. I met my co-founders in Cambridge in a graduate school program at Harvard in 2012 and 2013. My co-founders happened to be parents of teenagers with disability. I came into the disability field a different way. I don't have a direct family member, but I worked for the Special Olympics for nearly 10 years. And when I met my co-founders, we knew, based on our own experiences and also our relationships with families caring for children with disabilities, that getting the right kind of information and services was very difficult. Information in the public domain is overwhelming, it's complex, it's one size fits all, and parents generally have a tough time taking out what's relevant for them. And we wanted to help solve that information problem. And that's how we got started.
Okay. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's how we got started.
Oh, great. Now, right now it's just in Massachusetts. Is it applicable to be used outside of Massachusetts? Are you working on processes to get it out throughout the country, or are you going to stay mostly in Massachusetts?
Well, they say when you start something, you have to start small. So we decided to start small within one state and stay focused. And we want to get it right here in Massachusetts first before we start expanding geographically into other states. I'm happy to say that already we are about to enter a second state. I can't name them yet, but we're happy to be able to announce that, we hope, in the coming months. So what we will do is create new guides for that state. That said, parents across the country are already finding us online and through word of mouth. And parents from Florida, Texas, California, Minnesota, Iowa, and other places are using our guides, even though they're built, first and foremost, for parents in Massachusetts. Parents elsewhere are using and benefiting from these guides. So we think it's only a matter of time before we expand to the point where no matter what state you are in, at least in the United States, you will have a guide that is built for you. It's going to take us some time to get there, I don't think this is a matter of months. I think this is a longer term vision, but we hope to have guides for parents no matter where you happen to live and no matter what the age of your child, including adult children with disability, is, and no matter what process that you are faced with on any given day or at any given time throughout, say, the school year. So we have big visions. We're starting small, and that's why we're starting in Massachusetts.
And what type of disabilities does this cover? Is it more developmental disabilities? Does it cover physical disabilities as well? What sort of disabilities are you covering?
So again, since we typically want to start small and start with a focused set of disabilities, we chose developmental disabilities and delays. So that includes autism spectrum, Down syndrome, cerebral palsy, intellectual disabilities, but it also could cover, it does cover, physical disabilities, sensory disabilities, really any type of neurodevelopmental or developmental disability or delay, including mental health disorders. We think our guides are particularly focused on that subset of disability. So that doesn't mean that we don't care about those facing adult onset disability, like Alzheimer's, dementia, Parkinson's. We just have to start somewhere, and we're not taking those on yet. But we're getting a lot of questions about, hey, your online guides are great for developmental disabilities. Can you build some to help me navigate the world of some of these other adult disabilities? Or some chronic health conditions like diabetes, childhood cancer, leukemia, et cetera. We think that what we're doing for families caring for children and adults with developmental disabilities can absolutely be applied to those other types of disabilities, but we're not there yet. Hopefully we'll get there someday.
Now it sounds like you have a lot of parents of people with disabilities and doctor's advice. How many people with disabilities themselves were involved in the process of making the website and are involved in it today?
That is a great question as well. I will say that already we've had our first guides out in the public, freely accessible, for about 5 months now. Nearly 5,000 people have started using the guides. Those include parents, those include professionals, and those actually include a pretty significant fraction of persons with disabilities, typically young adults or adults with disabilities, who open our guides. They see that it's written in straightforward, plain language. They see that it's easily accessible. It's easy to click through step by step to walk through our guides, and they're using it as well. But again, since we needed to, as a startup, focus on a certain audience to begin, we chose to focus first on parents. But what we're experiencing is, you know, parents, professionals, and persons with disabilities are all starting to use these guides.
Do you have anybody on your team who has some of the disabilities that you're dealing with, or is it more just people who are looking at the guides?
Right. So we are in the process of engaging at least one young adult with disability who happens to have skills in the web design and web development area, and we expect that he will start helping us in the weeks and months ahead. Now, when we started, it was just the co-founders, just the folks, the two parents and me, who I mentioned earlier. We ourselves don't have disabilities, but we are either the direct caregivers of children with disability, or we have grown close with many, many different families who could benefit from our guides. So when we built these guys initially, that was our core team. And as we grow, we are seeking to not only bring on people on staff, whether they're young adults or adults with disabilities, but also as we grow our organization and build our board, build our network of subject matter experts and advisors, we are incorporating persons with disability in those groups as well. So it really is part and parcel of all we do, but we're still young and we're still small and we're still growing.
Now, I know a lot of what you do is through helping people get through the different forms and other things that go through disabilities. Is it just the forms and how to get through those, or do you have direct resources as well?
So right now, we're focused on walking parents and caregivers through some of the processes by showing them how to do things like apply for SSI and other disability benefits, how to create an effective IEP to navigate special education and get the right services and placement for their children with disability in the public schools, how to optimize their health insurance, even if they currently have health insurance, to make sure that they're aware of Medicaid and other programs that can help get them access to new services that their primary health insurance plan might not afford them, and also offset the costs of their monthly premiums and co-pays for health insurance. Also to explore how to understand the different types of guardianship and shared decision making, and what are the alternatives to full guardianship be right for a family. So as we walk families through those processes, and we do that with a interactive question and answer format, whereas every answer a parent gives determines what individualized path they take through our guide, so that they only see what's relevant to their situation, and we filter out what's not relevant. But as we walk parents down that personalized path, we are showing them and linking them to the resources and programs and providers where they can reach out to, where they can engage a, say, speech therapist or occupational therapist, where they can call if they need to ask a question about MassHealth, for example. So within our guides, we are showing them the very relevant resources that they can access, including us, along the way. So Exceptional Lives, to support the parents who are using our guides, we offer email and phone support where no matter what step along the process a parent is, if they get stuck or have a question or need extra help, we'll either connect them to other providers in the community that specialize in that area, or we'll invite them to contact us at their convenience in every way, in any way that they deem appropriate. We're also exploring adding a text capability to the extent that many parents connect to the internet only through or mainly through a smartphone. We want to make sure that people can text questions in if that's how they're navigating through our guides. And our guides are built with something called responsive design. And what that means is no matter what type of device, be it a desktop, a laptop, a tablet, or a smartphone, you can easily access our guides, and they are displayed well no matter what the size of your screen. We are also making sure that our guides are completely 508 accessible. And I'm sure Jason and Erica, you know what that is, in case anybody in your audience doesn't. It's to make sure that no matter what your disability, if you're engaging our technology, that it's presented in a format that is accessible to you. So we're very keen on building these guides so that if young adults and adults with disabilities want to use them themselves, that they can do so in a very accessible way. That's very, very important to us. And I will say, Jason, our long-term vision, and this will be reflected actually in our next set of guides, especially those transition to adulthood guides I mentioned at the top of the show, we want to make sure that those are talking to young adults with disabilities equally as much as the parents who help care for them, so that they can use them individually or they can use them together.
Mm-hmm. And I don't know if this is still, but when I checked, Navito LLC was part of the website. What is Navito LLC if it's still connected to Exceptional Lives?
It's good to see that you've done your research. So the name of the game as far as startups in this day and age is sustainable revenue. So we have decided, like others who are tackling tough social and human service problems, we have decided to build a pretty unique structure so that we can essentially create funding for the social good that we want to do in the world. So early on, one of our advisors who saw the interactive software technology behind these guides, that advisor saw what we were doing and said, listen, you could do this and focus only on families caring for children or adults with disabilities, or you could develop the technology in such a way where you could share it with others who are tackling other problems far outside of disability. And by doing so, you could potentially create some revenue that would not only help maintain and advance this world-class technology, but also help support and scale or grow the activities of Exceptional Lives in the disability field. So we early on made that decision to have two separate arms. One is the technology arm, and then the other is Exceptional Lives, the nonprofit arm. And the agreements that we have between the two are Exceptional Lives gets the technology for free so that we can in turn share it with our parents, with our professionals, with our persons with disabilities who happen to use our guides for free. We're very committed to keeping this technology accessible to all, especially lower to moderate income families who frankly don't have extra money to pay for individualized expert guidance like we're trying to provide them through our guides. So when you see Navitome, that is the technology behind the guides. And I have to say it's world-class technology with a world-class technology team, and we're very fortunate to have the relationship with them so that we can, in turn, thanks to them, provide this kind of interactive online guide software free to our families.
And you said other nonprofits have done it. Do you have names of other nonprofits who have done something like this?
Yeah, that's another great question. One of our early advisors is a guy named Sridhar Kayyar, who has a similar structure, and his nonprofit is called Guardian Wings, and his for-profit side is called Guardian Jet, I believe, or Oregon Jet, I'm sorry. So what Sridhar did was he started a company that helped get people who needed organs flown around the country on very short notice to take advantage of organ donation opportunities that might only be available in a 6 or an 8 hour window. So for people who had the means to pay for those in-the-moment flights, he would charge them. But what he also did was make sure that he had a nonprofit arm that could do the same exact service for those who couldn't afford to pay for those in-the-moment flight jet flights, in some cases across the country, to take advantage of these donated organs. So that was one of the inspirations behind what we did. Again, it's all in the name of creating sustainable funding so that, one, we can keep the technology world class and extremely usable and useful for our families, but also to help support and grow the availability of the Exceptional Lives guides.
Well, great. Is there anything else you'd like to share with our listeners today?
Yeah, well, I think that when we are out there kind of talking about what we do and what makes us unique, we try to say there are three or four things. Exceptional Lives, with our partner company Navitome, we use technology to deliver personalized disability information. So again, parents answer questions and they see only what's relevant to them, and then they walk through it in a very easy to digest, step-by-step way. When we take that approach, we are setting ourselves apart from the existing places parents get information, and whether that's Google or books or conferences or what have you, those are really more one size fits all. It's up to the parent to pull out what is relevant for them. So that's one way we believe that we are set apart from other information providers. Secondly, we focus on actionable steps. A lot of the information that is out there is all of the background and context around disability. What we do is we pull out the actionable, concrete steps that a parent or a person with disability and their family can take today to access a resource, to improve their quality of life, to make progress in the public schools. Thirdly, we take great pains to translate our language into plain language. In fact, I am in the middle of a two-day conference here in Boston all about health literacy in plain language. And the trick is to take sometimes complex concepts and programs and language and get it down to a place where people can read it, can access it, can understand it, can absorb it, and then can act on it. And then fourthly, we think we're different than other information providers because we are all about the customer, the parent, the professional, and the person with disability as well. We are always out there doing small parent group sessions and workshops. We are learning from how they're using our online guides, what is working well for them, what is not working well for them. We do and offer one-on-one parent interviews with everybody who happens to use our guide and sign up for a free account. And by doing so, we are constantly learning how to serve our parents, serve our audience better. So that relentless devotion to customer service and technology and guide improvement, we think differentiates us too. So,
at some point, do you think with disability advocates, you'll work on some of the legislation for national or even states?
Yeah, so that's, again, since we have to start small, we have not ventured into the advocacy realm. We here in Massachusetts have some fantastic nonprofits like the ARC of Massachusetts and Mass Advocates for Children, Mass Families Organizing for Change, who focus their missions on advocating for better programs, better laws, better policies for persons with disability. We're in the 501c3 nonprofit realm, so we have to be very careful about how much lobbying or advocacy activity we're engaged in. But I'm happy to say that we are partners with the best of those advocacy organizations here in Massachusetts.
That's true, but you also have a resource to collect data, which as a nonprofit you are allowed to do from your audience that can influence the people if you share with the nonprofits you do.
Yeah, that's a very insightful question. So part of our vision is to gather exactly that kind of data, which we can freely share with not only those advocacy nonprofits, but with others, be they policymakers or parents who are visiting those policymakers, to equip them with the data that shows, say, where people are struggling or getting stuck in a process, where their needs in terms of accessing services and resources aren't being met. And we think with the data analysis and analytics that we have as part of our guides, we think that we are well positioned to not only capture that data, but to share both the data and the insights that come from that data with the people that are making the policies and are advocating for better policies for persons with disabilities and their families.
Great. Well, thank you so much for joining us today. All the best of luck.
Okay, thank you, and I commend you and your work, Jason, on Jason's Connection. We're big fans of what you're doing, and I'd love to talk with you as we think about expanding outside of Massachusetts or continuing to expand outside of Massachusetts. We'd love to partner with you as we think about Ohio.
Yeah, that would be great, and that would be awesome. It would be great to keep talking. Thank you.
All right. Take care, Jason. Thanks again.
You too. Bye.
All right. Bye.